Good morning. This is Dina Marie, host of Faith Moments and the voice of the Shepherd, with a special Rosary Bowl moment on Mater Dei Radio. On Saturday, October 1st, the Catholic family of Western Oregon and Southwest Washington is invited to come and pray together during the 16th annual Rosary Bowl Northwest in Salem. The core mission of this annual event is to inspire families to pray together and promote a deeper devotion to Mary, the Mother of God, while also praying the daily family rosary. With me today to speak about the importance of family prayer and a devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary is Deacon James Thurman. Deacon James serves at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Salem. He's the organizer of the Holy League Catholic Men's Conference, and he will be with us again this year for the Rosary Bowl. Good morning, Deacon James. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I know since the very beginning of the Rosary Bowl, we've seen you and your family has kind of grown up through the Rosary Bowl. And I wanted to ask you, as a husband, as a father, and now as a deacon serving in the church, just the role of prayer and our Catholic faith, how that's really played a significant part in your own life.
Well, particularly the Blessed Mother has always been there, bringing me and my family closer to our faith and closer to our Lord. That's been my personal faith journey that I hope to share on the Rosary Bowl day. But the Rosary Bowl has been important in our own life, and as a family, we go there and be inspired. And early on in my own faith journey, I've these conferences where we get together as people of faith. I have just again and again been inspired, going back to Marian conferences early in my own life, and started a very deep devotion to our Blessed Mother. And she truly brought me to her Son and true belief in the Eucharist and understanding of the faith that I grew up in. And I have been feeding that spirituality to my own family and my children.
Right. We're talking with Deacon James Thurman. He will be with us at the Rosary Bowl this year, October 1st this year, the Feast of Saint Therese of Lisieux. We're going to celebrate her and the mighty saints who guide us, who lead us closer to Jesus through the hands and the heart of Mary. All the information about our event this year is at rosarybowlnw.org. So we've got a lot of great information for you. And Deacon is going to join us by sharing during the afternoon, which is going to be such a great blessing. You know, Deacon, having a young family, we were just talking before we started on this program. The kids are back at school and it's a busy time. And so there's a lot of things pulling for the attention of our families these days. How do we keep focused? How do you keep focused and try to, with your wife, to stay focused, to put faith and family first?
Well, you really have to have, as I like to call it, a rule of life. We all have our own spirituality in each family, with our own devotions and way of life. But we really, truly need to stay close to the sacraments to get us through these tumultuous times in a counter cultural world we live in. And tumultuous times in the church and in the world. And so it's to be brave, be courageous, and to stay zealous for our Lord and our Lady. We have to be fed with the sacraments regularly, and that's what is really the center of my own family's life, is just regular going to communion, receiving the Holy Eucharist as often throughout the week, to family confession, going to confession together, and praying the rosary together daily. This is so important to help us grow in the virtues, grow in grace, stay close to our Blessed Mother, because she is her own mission is just to bring us close to her Son.
Right. And that is, I love it, to Jesus through Mary. It's a package deal. His heart, her heart, her Immaculate Heart, our Lord's Sacred Heart, they beat together. They beat as one. And so we really put our attention on Jesus when we love his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Deacon, you mentioned just praying the rosary as a family, and you've got from 3 to 12-year-old in your home. And so how do you keep just kind of focused, and just different ways in which your family embraces the rosary, maybe different ways that you pray, to meditate and to really keep focused during that time of prayer?
Well, you know, throughout the day starts with prayer and ends with prayer. And the family, the kids are used to praying the Angelus, like when we start the day and we get up and start at breakfast, to the end of the day, where we'll pray the Angelus as well as praying the rosary together. And these little devotions that go throughout the day, are sprinkled throughout the day, always remind us of what our Lord has done for us. Our Lady is always close by us. Our guardian angels are close by us. And so having a routine is what we have. That's what we really need to have. To have it in the morning, have something in the afternoon, and always have together prayer time as a family. Some night prayer, close with the Salve Regina before we all go to bed and their homework is done. It's just, it's normal. And they have to be used to that. This is to, as pray without ceasing, as St. Paul says, you really just have to sprinkle it throughout your day. So you never are too far from thinking of our Lord and meditating on the Gospels.
Right. Deacon James Thurman with us again, St. Joseph's Catholic Church in the Salem area. And Deacon, I know you're also serving our Knights of Columbus and their spiritual needs. Give us a sense of how you're connected with our Oregon State Knights of Columbus.
Well, I've been a knight for 20 plus years or so, going back to when I was in active duty in the Army. And just recently, Ray Prom has asked me to be the faith director of the state of Oregon and working with the state deputies. And so I thought it was fitting. I think it would complement my men's ministry that I'm involved with the annual conference promoting men's Holy League, Holy Hours across the Archdiocese. And so it helps. It complements what I've been doing. And it's a very new role. I've just been a few months into it, but it's, you know, people know who I am. And a lot of knights are very involved with supporting and going to the men's conference. And so it's something I'm learning to do, but it's the main thing is really encouraging men's spirituality and bringing the most important thing to the center of the Knights of Columbus, which is we are men of prayer.
And that is so important. I know for the Rosary Bowl, the Knights of Columbus have always been there, from the fourth degree to all of the volunteers, the various councils throughout the state. I mean, really, it's been so great to have that cooperation of our Catholic family. And so we're really just are so grateful for the dedication and, again, the prayer witness of those men of the Knights of Columbus. Deacon James Thurman with us here on Mater Dei Radio as we are sharing about the Rosary Bowl coming up. Deacon's going to be our afternoon speaker at 2 o'clock in the auditorium at the East Salem Community Center. It's right in the heart of Salem off of Market Street. It's easy to find next to Blanchett Catholic School, for those of you familiar to the Salem area. And we are really looking forward to having all of you join us on that first Saturday of the month of the Rosary, October 1, 2022. Deacon, I'm coming up to a break. Can you hold on? And we will continue our conversation after the break.
Sure.
Good morning. This is Dina Marie, host of Faith Moments and the Voice of the Shepherd, and I'm back with Deacon James Thurman. We've been talking about the upcoming Rosary Bowl. This is actually the 16th annual Rosary Bowl Northwest. We started in Kaiser, Oregon, 2 years in a row, 2007 and 2008, at that amazing Volcano Stadium, and then we took it indoors. We realized that the first week of October sometimes could be a little wet and windy and wild, and so we've been able to be indoors the rest of the time. But this year we're trying out a new location, the East Salem Community Center. We're really looking forward to that. A big auditorium space, a big exhibit hall space for the Eucharistic Miracles of the World exhibit, and about 28 of our Catholic apostolates communities that are going to come and share the power of prayer and the power of the rosary, and really promoting family prayer. Deacon James, thanks for coming back on the program and sharing a little bit. You mentioned earlier, I know that you organize the Holy League Men's Conference every year for the Catholic men, usually in December, but just coming together in these types of events, you've got to have the routine at home, like you mentioned with your family, with the rosary, but there's something powerful, and I think there's something about coming together in a larger venue to have the liturgy, to celebrate the holy mysteries of the Eucharist together as community. Share a little bit about that value of coming together as a faith community to publicly display our faith.
Sure. You know, major events like this, like the Rosary Bowl, in my own personal experience of Marian conferences many years ago, these are great opportunities where so many people get together, people of faith, and really have an encounter with our Lord, not just at Mass, Eucharistic adoration, praying together with hundreds of us together. Those are very powerful experiences. Sometimes, you know, a speaker or two that might encourage you and inspire you. These are things that are that should be part of our lives as Catholic people of faith. Annual events like this are so important. So like the Men's Conference, this is our 7th annual Holy League Catholic Men's Conference. It's very exciting. And the men always look forward to this every year. It's on the calendar for the men early on. We set the date early. And they're just inspired because this is such a rare venue where you get strictly men, husbands and fathers, young men, sons, you know, getting together into this very rare event where they're being preached to. They're having kind of homilies given to men about masculinity, about fatherhood, about what it is to be a man of Christ. These are very unique talks that you just don't get every Sunday when you go to Mass. And so they're hungry for it. They're hungry for our Lord. They're hungry for the devotional life, and they get that there. And more importantly, they get the experience of so many other men they get to meet, and that they're in the same boat. They're fighting the good fight. They're being inspired by one another because they're just meeting so many, all of us together, praying and being encouraged. These are all the great things why it's important to go to these events, a public display of our faith in a grand scale with hundreds of us together. That's where the Holy Spirit really works. That's where we really encounter Christ as a whole, the body of Christ together.
Yeah, I love that, encountering Christ. And I think that's so much, as Archbishop Sample has been so really passionate about this evangelization, sharing the Lord Jesus Christ, sharing our own personal testimony of what does Jesus mean to you, being a person of faith, that we live that out in our daily lives. We don't hide it, and it only comes out on Sunday, but it's with us every moment of the day. Deacon James Thurman with us from the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Salem. We'll be having the men's conference. That will be the first Saturday at St. Joseph's, December. What date is that in December?
December 3rd.
December 3rd, right into Advent. So what a great way for men to get connected. Of course, you're going to learn about that at the Rosary Bowl on our rosarybowlnw.org website. We have links to the Holy League. So as when things start coming open to getting your tickets, you'll have information right there as well. And I want to have you just share a little bit, Deacon, about men and the rosary, men and our Blessed Mother. You know, all of us have special men in our lives, or you're listening and you are a man, you need to have a relationship with the Blessed Mother. Why is this so important for our men today?
Well, the Blessed Mother is our model, the model of all Christians, but particularly the virtues that Mary stands for and what she represents: humility, service, purity. These are three aspects right off the bat that speak to all men that need to be strengthened by those virtues and to be modeled, have Our Lady to model that for us, to be pure of heart, to be a man of service, to be a humble man. Men deal with those things going on in the world. We're naturally prideful. There is impurity everywhere that a lot of men struggle with. And we're just selfish in nature, and we really need to have something to like our Blessed Mother, to show us what true service is, being the true handmaid of the Lord. And so the great virtues is what really that we model, and we really stay close to the Blessed Mother is our, and the best way to do that is staying in a great devotion to the Most Holy Rosary, where we take Our Lady by the hand and she leads us to her Son. And that has been my own personal experience, and that's why I know for a fact that Our Lady will always bring us closer to her Son, a deeper devotion to the Eucharist. She will help us form our conscience, so we will desire the other sacraments, such as confession, and she will want us to be Christ-like. And the only way she does that is by staying close to us. She wants all of us to be her sons. And the rosary has always been the number one, not just really a weapon, as a lot of the saints have called it, but really, I say the ladder to heaven, because she brings us to her Son.
Yeah, each bead is really a ladder to heaven, and just it's really such a gift that was given to us. And so we want to come together to learn how to pray the rosary. I've met people who have just come into the church this past Easter Vigil, and they're saying, wow, I'm just exploring this whole new prayer of the rosary. So whether you've prayed it your whole life, or maybe you're just picking up the rosary because you're coming in to a relationship with Jesus Christ, come to the Rosary Bowl, learn more about the Blessed Mother, be surrounded by other people of faith, and really show your family that this is important. Our faith is important. Truth and beauty and goodness and those virtues that Deacon's talking about are the way that we really ground our lives in the root of Jesus Christ. Again, Deacon James with us. A couple other men who are going to join us in a special way at the Rosary Bowl this year, of course, our very blessed Auxiliary Bishop Peter Smith will be joining us for Holy Mass at 10 o'clock. We have Leonardo De Filippis, he and his wife have run St. Luke Productions for over 40 years. He will help lead the Rosary and offer a special reflection. Of course, you, Deacon, are going to join us. And then a beautiful man of faith with a wonderful family, Daniel Oberruder, who is the lead singer of The Thirsting. He's going to help us with music throughout the day and then close us with a beautiful chaplet of Divine Mercy. So it's going to be a great day for us to celebrate St. Therese of Lisieux on her feast day, our Blessed Mother, and to really bring people into the heart of Jesus and Mary. So with that, Deacon James, we're so looking forward to meeting you and seeing you there at the event. Again, he'll be speaking at 2 o'clock during the day at the Rosary Bowl, and all of the information is posted on our website, rosarybowlnw.org. And Deacon James, thanks so much for spending some time with me today. I want to ask you if you'll help us close this time with your deacon's blessing.
Certainly. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless all of you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon James. God bless you and your family, and we will be looking forward to seeing you October 1st in Salem.
God bless.